on the line with us right now, Scott Galinsky from Skyward. Today's vote, really good news for your company, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the 14-2 vote was just outstanding. We're very excited over here at Skyward. It was just a big win for the company, and we really appreciate all the support that we've gotten from Shanklin and Krug and Lhasa and everything they've done to push this so far. You know, the community itself, you know, the mayor, the superintendent, everyone over the last two-plus years has done so much to help us out, and we're just real excited to see that vote happen today.
One thing we noticed with the comments from Joint Finance Committee is some of them were not on this side of the issue 2 years ago and have changed their minds. That had to be encouraging when you saw them see that they were getting away from, say, a free market choice system.
Absolutely. And I think what's happened is, you know, 2 years ago when this got voted in, I don't think, you know, maybe everyone understood just what the impact would be and the costs would be to school districts. And I think what's happened is not only has the community stepped up, but our customers across the state of Wisconsin have reached out and let their voice be heard. And I think they, you know, and I need to thank all of them for everything they did to help, you know, educate folks throughout the state of Wisconsin on just what this means.
2 years ago, DPI was pushing for same everything to get like data so they can evaluate it. One of the co-chairs, Representative Nygren, was using his iPad as an example today about how he manages his personal finances from different sources, getting the same output. Do you think that analogy really helped with the other members on that committee today?
I think it did. You know, it's just like all of us use different accountants and TurboTax and everything else, but at the end of the day, we're all sending the same data, you know, to the state and federal level, and they're able to, you know, input and get that data into their computer systems regardless of where it's coming from. And I thought his analogy was just spot on.
It's been just about 4 months of uncertainty at Skyward. Now you have at least some positive news and maybe some direction. We know that Skyward was looking at long-term growth right in the Stevens Point area. Is that all back on track as soon as this budget passes?
Yeah, once this gets you know, through the Assembly and the Senate, past the governor and written into law, all plans are back on. We will most likely not only be looking immediately at hiring some new employees, but I suspect one of the next big projects here at Skyward is going to be for us to look for some land, because we're busting at the seams here at our office, and acquire some land and look at possibly building a new building.
So you might be in a different location, but still in the general neighborhood.
Yep. Yeah. We're just, there's only, we can still hire some more folks here, but we are really running out of room. And so if all of this ends up going our way, I think in the future here, we'd be looking at, you know, putting up a new building here in Portage County.
Anything you'd like to add today?
You know, we're just real excited. It's been, you know, I guess 2.5 years since word broke on the possibility of a single vendor solution. And we're just very thankful for the community, our local legislators, and everyone that's helped us out, down to the last person that put a yard sign in their yard, and all of our customers. We're just real thankful to them.
Scott Galinsky from Skyward, thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.